Welcome to 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. This is Episode 6. I'm William O'Flaherty from the All About Jack podcast. I'm sharing some reflections from the Screwtape Letters. If you've ever read this classic work by Lewis, then maybe you've noticed the secret weapon mentioned to Wormwood that's considered the best method or top tool in the devil's toolbox. Screwtape spells it out in the fourth letter, but a careful reading of other letters finds over 75% of the letters either directly or indirectly mention this method. What is this dastardly super weapon? It might just surprise you if you haven't seen it before. Conventional wisdom suggests the devils try to whisper in your ear to tempt you. While this can be true, their best weapon is to keep something out of your mind. I'm not making this up. In the second paragraph of letter 4, Wormwood is told, quote, "It is funny how mortals always picture us as putting things into their minds. In reality, our best work is done by keeping things out." What makes this comment by Screwtape even funnier is the fact that when Lewis was on the cover of Time magazine in 1947 because of his fame for the Screwtape Letters, the picture on the front shows a miniature devil on his left shoulder, a perfect location for whispering in his ear. Thinking about this method, the devils have to be careful. They can't directly tell you to not think about something. That would be like me saying to you to not think about pink elephants. What would happen if I did that? You couldn't help but think about pink elephants. As noted already, it's in the fourth letter where this method is directly mentioned for the first time. Here, a major theme of this letter is prayer, and we find that Screwtape wants us humans to forget that bodily position in prayer does matter. A couple of paragraphs later, as the issue of prayer is discussed more, Wormwood is told that his patients should have a confused picture of the one he is praying to. This addresses the fact that all of us have an incomplete understanding of God. In that fourth paragraph, he is told to keep his patient praying to his misconception of God, to the thing that he has made, not to the person who has made him. And there you have it. 200 Seconds in Hell with C.S. Lewis. I'm William O'Flaherty, the author of C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. My book includes a topical glossary, a unique feature not found in any other guide. Learn more about it and download a free 20-page PDF sample of my book at ScrewtapeCompanion.com. That's ScrewtapeCompanion.com.